better plan imports. Balanced fiscal goals with industry competitiveness, Sekombe urges government. Opposition supporters killed in overnight clashes as Uganda president takes election lead.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
For the details, my name is Kalunga Mukulangoma Mwape. The Millers Association of Zambia, MAZ, has announced that the country is currently facing a significant wheat deficit of approximately 300,000 metric tons. MAZ President Andrew Chintala said that in view of the rising domestic demand for wheat this season, industry stakeholders have resolved to address the shortfall through importation. Mr. Chintala emphasized the urgent need to meet the growing demand for wheat products among consumers and businesses across the country. He noted that the decision is to import wheat was a necessary measure to ensure stability in the local market and prevent potential shortages. Mr. Chintala has assured the public that the importation process is expected to commence by the end of January, with shipments aimed at replenishing supplies and helping to stabilize prices. He added that millers are already in communication with international suppliers to facilitate a smooth and timely importation process.
We have noticed that there's been an increase in terms of wheat production from the previous season. The farmers really pushed up a bit of some wheat production during this season. But it is important to note that we still have a deficit in terms of wheat requirements that the country obviously consumes. And I'm happy to report that we resolved last quarter of 2025, among the stakeholders, a decision was made and communicated to the relevant stakeholders that the country this year is going to import around about 300,000 metric tons of wheat.
Zambia has recorded 639 cumulative cholera cases with 614 recoveries and 10 deaths, representing a case and fatality rate of 1.5% as of 15 January 2026. The latest death was reported on the 12th of January 2026 in Nakonde district. Health Minister Elijah Muchima says that since August 2025, cholera outbreaks have affected 17 districts across 7 provinces, with Northern Province remaining the epicenter. Mpulungu, Nsama, and Nsengayo's districts alone have reported over 501 cases, accounting for about 80% of all infections nationwide. Mr. Muchima says that other affected provinces include Southern with 44 cases, Kobabe with 37, Lusaka with 41, Muchinga with 8, Northwestern with 5, and Central Province with 2. He says that currently 17 patients admitted in Lusaka district, 1 at Chipata Level 1 Hospital, 1 at Mutendere Clinic, 5 at Kalingalinga Clinic, 4 at Shelston Clinic, and 6 at Chainda Clinic.
The ministry conducted oral cholera vaccination campaign in Mwanza district from 6 to 11 January 2026, and 150,715 out of the target of 115,252 people were reached, representing 99.87% coverage. The district also intends to administer oral cholera vaccines to 500 inmates in Mwanza. However, sustaining and strengthening preventive and control measures remain critical during the ongoing rain season, particularly light of recent flooding in Eastern Province, Lusaka, and other parts of the country.
Economist Aaron Sekombe has urged the government to strike a balance between achieving its fiscal objectives and maintaining the competitiveness of local industries. Mr. Sekombe emphasized the importance of ensuring that policies introduced in key sectors such as agriculture, mining, and manufacturing do not undermine the ability of these sectors to remain competitive. He noted that creating a conducive environment for industry players is crucial if they are to thrive and compete both locally and regionally. Mr. Sekombe further stressed the need to ease certain restrictions on the movement and export of products, saying this would enhance the competitiveness of local businesses on the regional market. He explained that restrictions on the export of products, particularly in the agriculture sector, hindering business players from competing favorably and expanding their market reach.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is how we can sustain this is by the policies that are being set up. That copper concentrate, which we cannot export, I mean, which we cannot process, we let the mines export at zero-rated tax. And that we can see that the mines have come on board and they've unlocked a lot of exports through that that system that the government has put in place. And also the agriculture sector, we've exported a lot of maize due to the bumper harvest that we had. So it's also ramping up the farmer input support system and investing.
Energy expert David Green has urged government and solar developers to strengthen environmental planning and monitoring in the rollout of large-scale solar projects. Speaking in an interview with Millennium Radio, Mr. Green warned that expansive solar farms could have unintended consequences on local climate and ecosystems if not carefully managed. He says that research has shown that extensive solar installation can create a solar heat island effect where temperatures around solar farms increase, particularly at night. Mr. Green explained that dark solar panels absorb heat during the day and gradually release it after sunset, raising local temperatures by as much as 3 to 4 degrees Celsius. He observed that the removal of vegetation and soil compaction during construction further aggravate the problem by reducing the land's natural ability to regulate temperature and retain moisture.
People tend to take new technology and with the intent that it was originally developed for, and with science and space, we have a lot of technologies that's come from there, and we're able to adapt it into today's society and improve our lives. Solar panels were developed to power up a small source, a satellite, and it was really good for that. And the intention has been very positive in working. But again, it's for a small area to, in comparison, not as much power that's needed to be generated like for.
And now, business news. Business news.
Zambia has charted an ambitious path towards middle income status, projecting a 6.4% gross domestic product growth in 2026 on the back of a mining boom, agriculture recovery, ICT expansion, and improved electricity supply. Minister of Commerce, Trade and Industry Principal Public Relations Officer Evan Senankala says that the country's economic outlook is anchored on inclusive growth and equitable development aimed at boosting production across key sectors of the economy. Ms. Senankala says that government has set bold targets, including surpassing 1 million tons of copper production and raising maize output beyond 3.7 million metric tons. She states that agricultural gains are expected to be supported by climate adaptation measures, with the irrigated production projected to more than double to 1.6 million tons. To tackle energy challenges, Ms. Nankala explains that government is implementing an energy mix and policy reform to ensure a reliable electricity supply, targeting generation capacity of 2,600 megawatts by 2027, and 29 ongoing power projects are completed. She says that the ministry notes that the strategy is aligned to the 2026 national budget under the theme Consolidating Economic and Social Gains Towards a Prosperous, Resilient and Equitable Zambia, with measures to reduce the cost of doing business and promote local value addition.
Zambia's 2026 Commerce and Trade Projection will mainly focus on propelling the country towards a middle income status. This is going to be done through inclusive growth, equitable development, and driven by enhanced output by various productive sectors of the Zambian economy. It will also interest you to know that government, through the Ministry of Commerce, Trade and Industry, will remain committed in ensuring that we unlock the potential that lie in the various sectors of the Zambian economy across the country. Also, the government is going to ensure that it remains committed to deepening regional and